do a little check-in. Summer's about here, means we get a little college lull before camp's break for the football season. He's a returning champ, beat writer for Bruin Report. Catch his work. Visit ucla.247sports.com. On Twitter, use at Mike Regalado, LA. Mike, great having you back. How's life down there in SoCal these days?
It's all right. It's surprisingly gloomy. It's been this way for about 2 months, so where summer's coming, I guess. So,
well, I just looking at the calendar, I would assume it'll eventually arrive. Maybe it's like a delay at LA International. There's really no other place to start than the passing of Bill Walton. While the inner circle knew the dire situation, the rest of us, I would use shocked, heartbroken. I'm old. I understand his greatness as a player, loved him as a personality, a broadcaster. Just your thoughts. You can only have one initial reaction on the passing of Big Red, obviously a substantial member of the Bruin family.
Yeah, it's, you know, I caught myself, I was analyzing what I was talking about whenever someone asked me about Bill Walton, and I realized I didn't talk a lot about his basketball fame, especially at UCLA, being one of the two greatest alongside Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Everything that I talked about with Bill Walton was about who he's been the last few years as a commentator, as someone that is a music lover, someone that absolutely loves life. He's a literal tree hugger.
Right.
Famous video on the Pac-12 network. I think he was covering Stanford, and he was literally hugging a tree. That's who he was. He was Big Red. Yeah, you know, we know the stories of him being goofy around Coach Wooden and them locking horns occasionally, but ultimately they loved each other, and Bill Walton was a man that just loved life. And that is that's we're not going to be able to replace that with anything. There is no more Bill Walton. There's going to be nobody like him. And it was just heartbreaking. Yeah. And it's funny how you hear a passing of a celebrity on social media. It's like one day, like, oh, rest in peace. I remember this. It's been going on all week. That's how much he meant to everybody.
Yeah. I'm happy you brought that up because, you know, the coverage from ESPN, all the national shows, you can put in words and, you know, we heard the cliches, one of one. But considering where you are, where he won national titles, how would you describe the reaction and kind of the outpouring on campus and just around L.A.?
Yeah, especially around UCLA. It's I don't know if anybody else had the same reaction I did, but when I read it, just pop it on to social media, looking around and like, wait, what? And just to make sure it wasn't false, you go to all these others, the ESPN, CBS Sports, Yahoo Sports, and they're all verifying the passing of Bill Walton. It's just the fact that I had to get confirmation was just a shock. I'm like, how have we lost Bill Walton? He's Bill Walton. he should get a pass as an entity for all life. That's how spiritual and loving and how much he meant to not just UCLA or the Pac-12, rest in peace, but to basketball, to sports, and just to people that just enjoy life. You know, it's just a hard thing to kind of get your head around.
No, we literally talked about nothing else for 3 hours that Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Continue with Mike Regalado, Bruin Report. So I was going through your Twitter feed, and you strike a chord because I literally uprooted my life. I was living in Philly, and I moved to Eugene to start up an alternative rock station. And, you know, in 91, I was the one who introduced Nevermind, Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar, Sex and Magic. You heard me play Jim Blossoms. So I obviously there's a connection there. When you think of that era, you know, what was a much younger Mike rocking out to?
Oh man, this, like, I could write a book on this, so I'll make it brief. I remember the first time I really understood music, or understood that it was a whole art form, when my dad played for me Pink Floyd, The Wall. And I realized that, and that was in the mid 80s. I'm used to Madonna and Michael Jackson doing these 3-minute pop songs. And here you have this concept album, and it just blew my mind. Since then, I just got into all types of music. But it was specifically in the 90s, when I was, you know, growing up, high school, hanging out with my friends on weekends, getting into that, you know, young adult phase. Grunge and Britpop, absolutely loved. So, yeah, you playing Gin Blossoms, like, just... I probably haven't heard that song in about 15 years, and yet I knew the lyrics.
Oh, no. Once it's with you, it's part of your soul for eternity.
Oh, totally. Exactly. You know, just, you know, growing up with, like, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, and, yeah, no, those were the heydays. And then I got into, more when I started to get into college, I got into, like, Britpop, Blur, and Oasis, and Pulp, Elastica, all those. So, like, that was the 90s definitely helped shape my musical tastes.
Yeah, because I'm old, you know, born in 1960, and I always get into it with my generation. There's nothing like the late 60s and 70s. I was like, it was awesome, the classic rock, but sit down. Let me play a million great acts just from the 90s. So that keeps me from being a curmudgeon, Mike. So well done there. All right, on to UCLA. One of the big off-season stories was Chip Kelly stops being a head coach and is now an offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Now, because it's Chip, if you knew him, it wasn't a shock. He was never a recruiting nut, or what I would call a glad hander. But I'm curious, what kind of reaction did that generate, his leaving, in your world?
It was, you know, I try to be balanced with my assessment of every situation. Whether I have a certain opinion about something or not, I try to see the other side. UCLA fans, especially in the Chip Kelly era, not as kind. there were not nice things said before the bowl game. And then Chip Kelly, you know, said that he wanted, you know, after the bowl game, he, you know, got, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I forget what he said specifically, but just like he kind of found a love of coaching again by just focusing on the offense. And I respect that, because if your heart's not in it, you know, why do it? Why be there? Give someone else a chance. But it was just at a bad moment where you're losing recruits. You're not as, you know, he wasn't recruiting, as you said, not a huge recruiter, but he did very well in the transfer portal. This past cycle, not so much. Not a lot of buzz generated. And then you lose your defensive coordinator, who turns the whole defense around. You lose him to USC. So there was just, it was both of a time to go from both sides. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go, you know, I understand Chip Kelly's move. Especially with you know, one of his friends, you know, Ryan Day, and why not? All you have to focus on is offense at the Ohio State. I mean, why not? It's a step down, position wise, but I mean, you kind of can't blame him. You know, I think both sides knew that it was time. So personally, for me, I'm like, you know what? Go do what you got to do. I mean, I try to take that stance with, you know, transfers. If a transfer needs to find a new spot at a new school because nothing's working for him here, you know, we can't blame coaches for doing that, and vice versa. You know, especially in the NIL world, people got to do. Everyone has to do what's best for them. So I don't blame him, but UCLA did get Deshaun Foster, and that is generating a lot of buzz.
Yeah, you know, getting to know Chip 6 years here, I always said, rather than go on a recruiting trip or meet with a bunch of boosters, he would have rather sat in a diner and drew up plays on a napkin. But talking with Mike Regalado, Bruin Report, We know Dante Moore was originally an Oregon commit. You know, he got more snaps, pretty much split time with Ethan Garbers last year. Now Moore is here. After spring, is the gig clearly Garbers? I know Justin Martin is a redshirt. Mike, what paint me a picture of the Bruin quarterback room.
Yeah, I would say right now Garbers is locked in as QB1. Justin Martin has very little game experience. So you kind of have to go with the veteran, the one who's been to two programs already, has already had game experience. But it's going to be a learning curve for everybody because not only do you lose the Chip Kelly experience, which actually that is what I will miss from Chip Kelly. Watching his offenses, even though they're not as explosive as the blur up at Oregon, some of these formations and plays he would call would be like, oh, my God, that's genius. So I will miss that. But I'm interested in seeing what Deshaun Foster and especially Eric Bieniemy are going to do with their West Coast-style offense. It seemed in spring there was a focus of mostly just installing. And from what we could see, they were focusing on runs up the middle, a few with speedsters off to the side, and short passes here and there. Not a lot of downfield throws. Even though Justin Martin is more of a dual threat, we saw him use his legs a little bit, but it wasn't something that we saw with like maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson, where if he didn't see anything, he could just use his legs and just take off. Martin, I think this is kind of a perfect spot for him to be QB2 because he can grow into this. And he can learn from Ethan Garbers, and everybody can learn from Eric Bieniemy. So that's going to be really fun to see how that turns out. But I am going to miss the weird, quirky, seven tight end sets from Chip Kelly. I'm just kidding. No,
I got you. wouldn't put it past them under the right circumstances. And by the way, for folks who kind of maybe have not paid attention, just yes, Eric Bieniemy, who was up for NFL jobs and ended up with the Commanders, is now the offensive coordinator in Westwood. But, Mike, the last thing I want to get to is you mentioned Deshaun Foster, the new head coach. You know, a former player. We know Terry Donahue had remarkable success. Carl Durrell, some. Rick Neuheisel, not so much. And you never know how it's going to go when a favorite son returns. What's, I guess, the early word about a guy who was a total stud now sitting at the head of the Bruin table?
You know, because of the fickleness, and I understand, too, the last few years with Chip Kelly not producing as fans hoped, especially since the first 3 years were not good at all. And then you see all these other programs are just passing you by. Yeah, there's a little bit of, when's it our turn? So when UCLA was looking for a head coach, there were all these names thrown out and people were like, I want this and I want this. So there were a few people that were like, Sean Foster, he's never been a head coach before. How, not even an offensive coordinator. And others that were like, you know what? He knows UCLA's culture. Let's see what he can do. And so far, he's delivering on that second sentiment because UCLA is having recruits for days. When they had their Friday night lights, basically the Friday night practice during spring, there were so many people there. That was the most I've ever most recruits and their families I've seen at UCLA's football facility in the 4 or 5 years that I've been with Bruin Report. I was just blown away. I'm like, it didn't take that much work to just bring in the kids and say, this is what we got, this is our plan, let's execute. And it's just been, from a hype standpoint, A+ so far. But yeah, he hasn't even coached a single down. So we'll see. He'll be judged on that. But yeah, it's been good so far.
Yeah, the immediate moment of the hire, it's like being a New Yorker. You win the back pages, but it's all determined by what happens on the field. Folks, mm-hmm. He's Mike Regalado. Always a fun conversation talking UCLA as they prep to join Oregon in the Big Ten. You can catch his work online. Visit ucla.247sports.com. On Twitter, @BruinReport. For our guest, @MikeRegalado LA. Hey, Mike. fun stuff, great insight, much appreciated. Be well, and of course, I look forward to catching up again down the road.
Thank you. Always fun with you. Thanks for having me. You take care.
All right, take it easy.